KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the new 2024 Tundra, designed to combine performance and comfort with a 12,000-pound towing capacity and 10-speed automatic transmission. See your Toyota dealer for more. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, July 29th. Family separations continue at the border. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. San Diego residents will be asked to weigh in on their trash collection and recycling needs through a series of community forums that start next week. The city is working to determine how much it will charge in fees for waste services at single-family homes. A recent voter-approved amendment to the People's Ordinance paved the way for the city to adopt a monthly fee for trash pickup for single-family homes and multifamily complexes with up to four residences on a single lot. For a list of the dates, times, and locations of the forums, visit cleangreensd.org. Three San Diego City Council members say the city should proclaim next month Transgender History Month. The proposed declaration says Transgender History Month marks the anniversary of the first large-scale act of resistance by transgender and queer individuals. The month-long observance aims to educate the public, promote inclusivity, and acknowledge the ongoing challenges faced by the transgender community. The vote on the declaration is scheduled for tomorrow. South Korean authorities are investigating three Chinese students accused of using a drone to illegally photograph a San Diego-based Navy aircraft carrier. According to media reports, the students are suspected of recording the USS Theodore Roosevelt while it was docked in the South Korean city of Busan on two occasions in late June. The students are described as being in their 30s and 40s. They are suspected of violating laws forbidding photographing or recording video of military bases without permission. The Theodore Roosevelt pulled into Busan in June, prior to taking part in a series of training exercises with South Korea and Japan. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Among all former President Donald Trump's border policies, forced separations of migrant families was the most controversial. President Joe Biden vowed to end the separations when he took office, but border reporter Gustavo Solis says they are still happening.
Under Trump's zero-tolerance policy, children were deliberately separated from parents who crossed the border illegally.
You know, cruelty was the point of that policy and of those practices.
That is Monica Langarica, one of the authors of a new UCLA report that examines family separations from several angles.
It simply meant to debunk the myth that all family separation, you know, as a part of border processing, began under the Trump administration and then ended during when President Biden took office.
The report reveals that although Biden rescinded Trump's policy, family separations happened before Trump took office and still happen today.
Instead, what this report seeks to do is illustrate how, you know, family separation is a feature of many longstanding CBP practices and policies that frankly can and should change.
Under Biden, families have been separated after being detained in open-air sites like the ones in Hakumba. In other cases, family members are sent to detention centers in different border cities, or some family members are allowed to enter the country while others are turned away. Part of the problem is the federal government's narrow definition of a family, which is limited to parents or legal guardians and their minor children.
That results in frequent, routine separations among spouses, parents and their young adult children, siblings, grandparents and their grandchildren.
The report says that CBP can avoid family separations with some straightforward changes, like expanding the definition of family units or making sure that all members of a family are either released or detained together. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
San Diego could require all gender restrooms on new or significantly renovated city property. Reporter Katie Heisen says the proposal goes against a wave of gender-restrictive bathroom bills in recent years.
District 2 Councilmember Jennifer Campbell proposed the ordinance Thursday at the Community and Neighborhood Services Committee meeting. Manuel Reyes is her policy advisor.
Any public facility should have access because it's a basic human necessity that all of us experience.
Reyes says it's a matter of safety for trans people and public health. Lack of restroom access can cause urinary tract infections and dehydration. The proposal goes against the national tide of bathroom bills passed in a dozen states. President Biden banned those policies in April, but state attorneys are suing. The debate is trans-focused, but all gender restrooms are also more accessible for caregivers of people needing restroom assistance, like small children, elderly people, or people with disabilities. And they help fight a universal enemy, long bathroom lines. The committee voted unanimously to draft the ordinance. Reyes says some of the first affected properties would be the Ocean Beach Pier and the Ocean Beach and San Carlos libraries. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Lizards are part of San Diego's ecosystem. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge spoke to a scientist trying to learn whether those lizards have evolved to adapt to city life.
Kinsey Brock is hunting lizards in a desert garden at San Diego State, where she's an evolutionary biology professor. She eventually finds one, the kind people call a fence lizard. They're very common in San Diego, and Brock has seen differences between them and the ones found in our non-urban regions. Differences in color and body temperature. Species selection may be related to environmental differences in heat, moisture, and the presence of animals that prey on them.
Bird diversity is greater outside of urban habitat than it is inside urban habitat. Birds like to prey on lizards. So do other small mammals and snakes especially. We tend to find fewer snakes in urban habitat.
Brock wants to eventually take enough tissue samples to determine how genetically different urban lizards are from their country cousins. She says urban ecosystems are home to lots of wildlife and the environmental impact should be better known.
I think a lot of people's perception is that cities are places that are devoid of nature, and that couldn't be more untrue.
And she adds those urban ecosystems are only going to expand. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Tebby Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Maracal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to custom kitchen remodels and room additions, Maracal Design and Remodeling designs and builds your dream home. Learn more at trustyourhometous.com.